You ran 6 years ago.
Right.
Why run again?
Well, my concerns are the same as they were 6 years ago, and I come at this from my perspective as a trial judge. I've been on the bench here in Jefferson County ever since 2002, so I am acutely aware of the problems and the challenges that our courts face. And we all look to the Chief Justice to be the voice of the entire court system in Montgomery. And it is so important to have that strong voice representing the entire court system in Montgomery, dealing with the legislature and the governor in terms of procuring funding for the courts, the resources that we need to do our job. So having experienced that over the past few years, I do see how important this job is and how important it is to have a Chief Justice focusing on just those issues.
You mentioned funding. Are there other issues that you see need to be addressed?
Funding's always been very difficult for the courts, and while the funding is always tight, the demands on our courts seem to be ever increasing. We're grappling with the issues that everyone has heard about, the epidemic of opioid and heroin addiction, for example, and the fact that so many people are not getting treatment for mental illnesses and they get in trouble. They're filling our jails and our courts and our prisons, and it is so important to work together to come up with some solutions to these sorts of problems, or else the entire criminal justice system is going to be overwhelmed and we're just going to have so many people who continue not to get the treatment they need for these public health issues.
So from a judicial perspective, what can be done about that? Because drug courts are often seen as a solution. Those have been in existence for several decades in
Right.
the judicial system. That doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Well, the problems that we're talking about, of course, extend far beyond just the courts. These are huge social problems that our communities are dealing with these days. But I do think the courts play an important role in addressing the matter, to the extent that we can build upon our existing efforts, such as drug court and mental health court. And the data show that these efforts work. It's just a matter of expanding where we can and focusing more and more on actually providing treatment rather than simply convicting and incarcerating people.
Use that word expansion. Expansion often requires money.
Right.
Which is the other issue you brought
right.
up. What do you do about money? Because the court system has said for years we are under strain, understaffed, yeah. and those pleas don't seem to have gotten a response from the legislature.
It is so difficult, and it's through the fault of no particular people or individuals. It's just a systemic problem that we are grappling with here in Alabama. The court system, like the prison system, like Medicaid, like so many other programs, all get funding from our general fund. That funding level has been basically flat while the demands on it have grown. So I make clear to folks on the campaign trail, I have no magic wand. All I can do is make clear my commitment as Chief Justice to work with the legislature, roll my sleeves up, and really get at the hard process of getting every dime we can for the courts to make sure we can do whatever is possible in dealing with these kinds of issues.
In the meantime, is there anything that can be done if you don't get all those extra dimes you're looking for?
Well, it's so up in the air. For example, this past year was a pretty good year as far as the general fund was concerned. Next year, they say it's going to be pretty bad. So it is so difficult to plan in that era of uncertainty. Obviously, we're talking about sources of funding, and that's really not the job of the Chief Justice. That's going to be for the legislature and the governor to decide. But I would just say, as Chief Justice, that I would encourage people to think outside the box and consider all possibilities so that all of Alabama's departments and agencies and the court system as the third branch of government have the resources we need to serve the people.
You mentioned those funding issues. You mentioned opioid abuse, mental health issues. Are there other ways that a court system led by Judge Bob Vance looks any different than the current system?
Well, I think we need to consider, in terms of criminal justice reform, efforts that have already been underway in terms of sentencing reforms, that have had an impact on reducing prison overcrowding over the past few years. It's still too high. We're talking about 160% of capacity rather than 200% of capacity. Still, though, progress is being made in that regard. So we need to look at that. There are many issues such as civil asset forfeiture, such as pre-detention bail reform, such as prisoner reentry efforts. What happens when people are released from prison? Are we setting them up for failure, or are we setting up a structure in place to help them become productive citizens? So there are a number of issues out there, and we need to consider more and more those kinds of issues. I have been heartened by the fact that legislature here in Alabama and legislatures throughout the country are looking more and more at these kinds of issues, with reforms taking place on a bipartisan basis. And that's so important to recognize, that across the political spectrum, people are recognizing that these are serious problems and we need to deal with these problems, or else we're going to be overwhelmed by the problems that come out of those. So it's just a matter of what kind of priority do you place on such efforts. And as Chief Justice, I will certainly place a top priority on exploring what can be done in starting the dialogue with others in Montgomery about what we can do.
Well, you write on your campaign website, judges must follow the rule of law. In short, a judge must be there for everyone. What do you mean by that?
I feel so strongly that the Chief Justice, more than any other figure in Montgomery, must be a representative for all Alabamians, because the Chief Justice, to me, really embodies the spirit of our court system. Our courts are there for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, who you know. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, what your gender is, what your background is. Our courts should be there for you, and everyone should be entitled to the same fundamental right of fairness. Now, I will recognize that's the ideal, and even our courts sometimes fall short. But we must always press forward in this cause of fairness, fundamental fairness for everyone. And the Chief Justice has to be the symbol of that spirit. So that's why, to me, the Chief Justice must stand apart from the partisan politics and stand above the divisiveness of our politics these days, and really make clear that our court system is there for everyone. The problems affect everyone. We must find solutions for everyone. And as Chief Justice, that's going to be my approach as we proceed forward.
So how do you do that, given that certainly in the federal level, the judiciary has become more and more politicized?
Yeah.
And after all, you have a D by your name. It
right.
is a partisan election.
Right, right. And that's always been a bit of a head scratcher, quite frankly. And people ask me what I think about how we select judges. I recognize it does not seem as though the people of Alabama want to change how we do that. But my experience has been, yes, we have to run on a partisan basis. But once we, judges, step into the courthouse, politics has no place. So when we do our job, there's no role for partisan politics. Yet to get our job, we have to engage in part of the partisan process of elections. So there is that disconnect. Again, from my experience, having served as a judge for 16 years here in Jefferson County, I've worked with judges, Democrat and Republican, and I've got good friends in both parties. And there's never been a whiff of problem or trouble arising out of partisan politics, not once. That's always struck me. I think that's a real good sign. Now, in terms of what lies before us, yes, politics it does not seem to go away, and Montgomery can be a very political town. But the problems that we've been talking about are so significant that people, reasonable people in both parties, recognize that they've got to work together to come up with solutions. And so, for example, this effort I mentioned earlier about sentencing reform, that was on a bipartisan basis in an effort to alleviate prison overcrowding. And there are other examples of that as well. So That's all just to say we can make progress in dealing with these problems on a bipartisan basis.
Is that to you the evidence of the ideal that you mentioned, the fact that people can quote unquote come together? Is that what you would show as an example of partisanship has gone out?
Absolutely. I think by necessity, when you're in a corner, when the problems are so severe that you've really got to work together to come up with solutions, then in that situation, people do put the politics aside. It's not guaranteed. There will always be politics involved in the process. I recognize that. But more and more, I'm hopeful that in dealing with the problems we face as a society, and certainly the problems that our courts face, that solutions can be arrived at in a bipartisan way.
Well, you ran for this office 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. You were a late entry to the race that year and fell a few points short of Judge Roy Moore in that election. This time around, you're running against Tom Parker, who mm-hmm. is a friend of Moore's and has similar conservative positions. Are you doing anything differently this time around?
Well, it is nice to have a little more time to work with. Back in 2012, I was the replacement nominee. I did not even get into the race until late August. So we've had the opportunity this time to develop a more thoughtful, deliberate campaign effort. We've had the opportunity to go around the state more, visiting with people and getting the message out. But in a very real sense, this campaign is an echo of the 2012 campaign. I frankly do have concerns with the vision of my opponent. That's why I got in this race, because we're at a point, as I've said and emphasized so many times, that we cannot let divisive politics drive us. If we're going to come up with solutions to these problems, we've got to put aside the politics of division and of intolerance and of hatred. And I'm hopeful, given my close loss 6 years ago and then Senator Jones' win last December, the people of Alabama are starting to recognize the importance of putting people in office who will just simply go about the job of recognizing our problems and dealing with them.
Well, I did want to ask one question that has to do with your name and a little bit of a joke connected to your name. If people are familiar with The Office, they might know that there's a minor character on that TV show named Bob Vance, who, whenever he's on camera, takes the opportunity to plug his company, Vance Refrigeration. How do you feel about that?
No, we've had a lot of fun with that. Almost from the beginning, when we will send out tweets and